Blog Talk Radio.
What's this shit, man?
Live and direct, you know what I'm saying? Just banging that hard joint, you know what I'm saying? From the big homie CPO, you know what I'm saying? The Boss Hog got some new fire, you know what I'm saying? That's coming through, so we finna, get right into it, you know what I mean? So we finna see what's cooking with the big homie. What's good with you, CP?
What's going on, man?
What's good with you, man? What's the word?
Oh, man, you know, just glad I made it into 2015, you dig? Trying to get it done.
Oh, no, that's what's it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been like a long time coming. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to line it up, but it's finally here, you know what I'm saying? So, man, so,
indeed.
You know what I'm saying? So we finally got it in, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man. So tell us, man, about the new project that you got cooking up, man.
Well, like you said, man, it's been a long time, you dig? I wasn't even going to do anything else, but I was a buddy of mine wanted to start a company up, so he decided, you know, come get me and see if I want to do something with him. And I said, no. But he's like, listen, I really want to put something out on you, and, you know, let's start a company and put something out. So, for about maybe a year or two, I told him no. But, you know, so many of the homies and so many of my folks around me was like, just do one more album, just, you know, just at least one more. So finally I said, cool, when my daughter said, your dad, you need to do that. So, you know, that's what happened with High Boss. So we're going to go ahead and, you know, put that together and drop something out here, just because there's really time for something from the West to come back out that sounds like the West. And
right.
We weren't getting any of that, so that's what we want to do now, drop some real West.
Cool, man, that's what's up, because as soon as I heard it, I was like, yeah, that's what's popping, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the West Coast sound, you know what I'm saying? The funk and, you know what I'm saying, the dope drops and all that, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I grew up on, you know what I'm saying? So that is like real, real dope, man. I'm just glad to have you back in the game. So what made you not want to, you know what I'm saying, at first, like, why you didn't want to come back, you know what I'm saying, to, you know what I'm saying, get down on that mic and dropping the album or so?
You know what? The industry sucks. I mean, it just does. You know, and after dealing with, you know, disappointment after disappointment with different, you know, with Capitol and then with Death Row, after a while you just kind of get despondent. You don't really want to do it anymore. It's like, you know what? It's Biggie actually said something once that I thought was really profound. He said, you know, it's supposed to be fun, and even though it's a business. You know, it's a business, it is supposed to be fun. But when you're dealing with a lot of unnecessariness and just, you know, shenanigans and things that don't need to happen, it takes the fun out of it. You know what I mean? To say nothing of the fact that if you're not being paid, if you're doing a lion's share of the work, you're writing the song, you're performing the songs, and these songs wouldn't exist if it weren't for you, you know, and whoever's
right.
producing it, of course. And, you know, you got all these other people making all this cheese off of you. You're not making nothing but breadcrumbs. That kind of, you know, takes you out of it. So I was pretty much done with it after that.
Cool. And I feel you, man, because the whole game is, I don't know, it just really, like, changed, you know what I'm saying? So, like, with you and this company that you got going, is y'all, like, going to keep it independent, or are y'all going to look, like, for a partner, you know what I'm saying, like, in the future or something like that?
At this point, I'm really good with being independent because the way I look at it is some of the worst robbers in the business are the majors. Yeah, they can give you a little cheese up front, but in the end, they're going to make more money off of you than you're going to get paid out. So, I mean, it really depends on the kind of deal you wind up getting. But at this point, I'm cool with being independent. I think that the biggest thing is promotions. If you can get it promoted, then you're good. You know what I mean? So I think the majors try and lock down on promotion. But, I mean, when you have the social networks like we do now, Twitter and, you know, Facebook and IG and whatever, those kinds of things, you can really get the word out on your own. So we'll see
right.
what we do with that. And I'm not really worried about majors right now. They got enough money out of me. You know?
So enough, man. That's what's up. So with this new company that you got going, like, what's going to make your company, the independent company, like, stand out, like, from everything else that's out currently?
You know what? The only I think for me, from a business standpoint, integrity, because being an artist first and understanding that, you know, artists really do a lot of work. It's not fair for you to sign someone and then, you know, you give them a little bit of, I don't know, maybe about 5 or 6 G's, 10 G's, whatever, you know, takes a call, you know, to keep them contractually bound, and then you pay them like 2% or 10% of what they're doing, and you make it 90%. That does not make sense to me. You know, you want to keep your artists happy. You want to make sure they get the lion's share. And I mean, the whole point is to keep your artists happy, because when an artist is happy, what they want to do is they're going to go out and say, hey, I'm over here at such and such. They're paying like this. I'm happy. They go get friends. When an artist is unhappy, they leave. That's your money leaving. So, you know, that's the first thing I want to do is, you know, just be integral with people and be honest and upfront and say, well, okay, look, this is how we're going to do this. And not, I mean, just really be there for the artist, I mean, that's a lot. That's not really happening anymore. I can't even remember the last time it actually has happened. So that's my first thing.
Ooh, man, that's what's up. So, like, you coming from the NWA tree and, you know what I'm saying, dropping the Ballad of a Menace, which is one of the craziest songs to ever hit. Like, how was it, like, coming, like, under NWA tree, then just coming out with the solo, like, out the blue?
It was not planned. I'll put it to you that way. My brother, Bulky Loke, and Ren were, I mean, they always got together. They were always standing on the corner rapping constantly. I mean, I knew Easy. He lived, like, maybe two blocks away, and Dre maybe three blocks away. So I knew everybody.
Right.
And, you know, it's just that when they really started doing the whole NWA thing, I was like, wow, look at the homie doing it big. But I wasn't really into rap like that. I mean, it was cool. But later on, you know, when you had to, you know, you run DMC's getting into it, and the more I saw LL Cool J and different folks I really started getting into, I was like, hey, this shit kind of cool. And then when you see Ren go from literally driving one car to a bomb-ass car in a house, you know, hold up, it's money being made. So,
right.
You know, that's what really kind of got me into it. But it's, you know, it wasn't something I necessarily planned to do. And that's interesting that you were mentioning that particular song. I like that song, but for
wow.
the most part, I hated that first album. I hated it.
Wow.
I was only rapping maybe a couple of weeks before I got signed, so I didn't really know how to rap yet. I was, you know, working hard trying to do those songs. I was like, I hope it sounds okay. You know, so.
Oh, wow.
And, when we first did that, it was like, you know, Ren was like, you ready? I'm like, no. I really wasn't. So, you know, I really fit a lot off of him and being attached to NWA. For me, it never really hit me that I was associated with, you know, a group as influential and as big as they were, because
right.
I already knew the guy. So, you know, being, you know, friends with some of them already, it didn't really hit me how huge they really were. And until after the fact, when I got to get on, you know, the 100 Miles Running EP and then Niggas for Life, and everybody started calling me Mr. Big Draws, I was like, okay, somebody's listening. So, you know, it's a trip. But, yeah, it's been a fantastic trip. I mean, I think the journey of it is the biggest thing, and I really have my brother and Rand to thank for that. So, you know.
Oh, man, that's what's up, because when it hit, I think that show, The Box, I think when that was really popping, like, back in. When that Ballad of the Menace dropped, because, you know, so my uncle was a DJ at that time. And so he was in, you know, saying, so he liked that sample that y'all using. He just went crazy with it. And after that, the whole hood was just stuck on it. So.
That's crazy. When Ren first gave me the track, I was like, that's tight. And my first thought was, I can't rap to that. And he's, man, Ren was. The thing is, people think Ren is, I mean, don't get me wrong, Ren is super cool. He really is. But in the studio,
right.
oh my God. And now I'm just like him in the studio. In the studio, Ren is like a slave master. And what I mean by that is, not a slave master, but a slave driver. You know, he's like, whoosh, do it again. Whoosh. You know?
Right.
I mean, he really wants your delivery to be correct. He wants you to be clear and, you know, so people can understand what you're saying. And that was probably my biggest problem with that album, not really knowing how to deliver yet. And I was really trying to bounce off of listening to him and Cube and people like DOC. But, you know, that whole album was a serious work in progress. So I'm really happy that it was well-received because, yeah, I had a lot of, you know, just I wasn't really confident about that album, to be honest with you.
Wow. That's something, man, because that's one of them. I don't know, like you said, you was pushing hard for it, so it just came out like that. Did you even have a favorite song on there?
Yeah, my two favorite songs on that album, Ballad of a Menace and Gangster Melody. Other than maybe Homicide, but the reason I like Homicide so much is because Train, rest in peace, had a lot to do with that song. Train was really into, you know, I mean, his whole, you could just hear him all through that song. That's, to me, that's Train's song. You know what I mean? All the samples, all the Clint Eastwood samples and all the scratching. That's really motivating me to do that song. So maybe I'd say certainly Ballad of a Menace and Gangster Melody. I love Gangster Melody and Ballad of a Menace the most because I did those songs with Ren. So that was real big for me, especially Gangster Melody. It was real cool to do that song with him.
Right.
So, you know, just to, yeah, I mean, because for me it was like, I'll do the song with MC Ren. That's big.
You know,
the fucking villain. So for me, that was the, that was my shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, that was probably.
Yeah, my joint was The Wall, though, because it subbed real hard. That's the joint you should sub right there.
And that's the first song I wrote on the album.
Wow. That was that joint. So with you, you know, saying putting that out, and then we see you popping up on soundtracks. So, like, mm-hmm. at that time, like, did you have, like, your game mastered by then, or it was still, like, a work in progress, like, for you?
Still a work in progress. My work was, wow. I have been a work in progress. I'll put it to you this way, and I try and tell people this so they can kind of get an understanding of what I mean. I'm not a rapper. I'm a writer. I mean, I write. You know what I mean? I write all kinds of shit. I write science fiction and fantasy and horror, and I'm a real writer. You know what I mean? But I wrote a lot of poetry. So when I wanted to learn how to rap, my brother was like, well, listen, you know, you write poetry, just write poetry over music. And I said, I can't do that. And he said, yes, you can. And he sat me down and taught me how, you know, what words won't work and, you know, what words will work, what you can say, what you can't say, what doesn't sound right, and whatever. So I just took, you know, me living the particular life I was living at that time, well, just prior to that, and wrote about that over music. So, you know, it came out cool, I guess. But pretty much that's how that came about.
Cool. That's what's up, man. So I want to bang this other joint that you got, Super Gangster, you know what I'm saying, real funky, straight west. Can you tell us, you know what I'm saying, who produced the track and, you know what I'm saying, how did it come about?
Oh, most certainly, baby. Super Gangster produced by my brother. That's Bokey Loke. That's the cat that taught me how to rap. And what happened was we had pretty much gotten to the point where we were just about finished with the album. My boy, K-Tone, who was my business partner for the company, Kilt & Brim. He was sitting there going, we need one more cut. And I was like, well, now I don't have another one. So he came to the studio one day and brought my boy Slip Capone with him. And I hadn't seen Slip since we did the Eulogy on Murder Was a Cut. We've been wanting to do a song together since way back then. So when he brought Slip in, that was all love. I was like, yeah, okay, it's getting ready to go down now. Slip sat down, and my brother got in there. He put a couple of tracks on, and he stopped on that one. And my boy was like, that one. And you have not heard that song, Bang Bang, in a studio. Oh my God. And I was like, okay, yeah, that one, because that sounds rebellious. So, Slip sat down, wrote his part. And I took a minute to write mine. You know, I had to go home and go through my procedures, you know, my smokables and my drinkables. And and after that, you know, I came up with this, my little part, and put it together. So, yeah, that's Super Gangster. Which,
cool,
interestingly enough, Slip Capone also has a song called Super Gangster and an album called Super Gangster. So we're all Super Gangster all the way around.
Man, that's what's up. Hey, we finna bang it out, y'all. Y'all be the judge, you know, send y'all emails and this and that, and let me know what's happening, and I'm finna bang it out.
Thank you.
My Lanta, Black Manta, I'm a tarantula from Gargantua, King Kong, stomping on Hong Kong, Vietnam, my nigga, it's the bomb, King Kong the bong like Cheech and Chong, back in that ass with a brand new song, I break the wall, bitches on my ball, from the Golden Gate Bridge to turn the tides of my hall. I'm 118 feet tall. Calvary, y'all above it all. Yes, y'all. Look, Capone is a baboon to the moon. Toast on a spoon in the bathroom. The preacher from the Black Lagoon. Gorilla Monsoon hit you with the harpoon. I've created a monster. This is Harper, Godzilla versus Mothra.
Probably, in a way, still a work in progress. I pretty much try and conform to whatever track somebody gives me. So back then, yeah, I was very much still a work in progress. Probably right. All the way up until we did Pitching and Rolling. And then, you know, over the years, I just kind of settled into, okay, this is who you are. This is CPO Boss Hogg. You know, there won't be any more changes after this. So, you know. What you hear on Eyeballs is going to be, that's me. That's the, you know, the culmination of every little parts of me between 1990 and now. Yeah, so.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. I can't wait. Like, you know what I'm saying, with the three joints that you got people listening to, it is just something just to let them know that you got something coming, or what can we expect, though? Like, exactly.
I hear people say all the time that, you know, oh, my album is blah, 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 and it's going to be fire, and blah, 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 blah. I don't for me, I would say that it really isn't for me to say. I'll say the difference between my first album, Tell 'Em Black, and this one is that I hated that album, and I don't hate this one. That's about the most thing I can say. I'm actually comfortable with this album because probably because I had, you know, creative control over it. So I got a chance to pick the tracks that I wanted, and there really isn't any kind of particular route that I'm going other than gangsta West Coast. I mean, I wasn't trying to be, you know, pro-black. I wasn't trying to be, you know, get this crowd or get that crowd or whatever. You know, it's whatever the track made me feel is what I did, you know. So it was whatever thoughts were in my head at the time on the track that I got at the time, that's what I spit. But what I would say to expect is something that is not current. You know, it's not this, and I don't mean this for everyone. I just got so tired of the bubblegum, dude. I keep running into people who are saying, whatever happened to this, whatever happened to that. And, you know, we talked about it for so long. That was one of the reasons why I did something. People say, well, why don't you do something then? You know, if you don't like what's going on now, you miss what was happening back then, do something. And I'm like, that kind of makes sense. So for me, it's kind of a revisit. I won't even say revisit. It's a resurgence of that. That's why when you see me, if I say things on Twitter, you'll see me say something like return of the G's. Because that's what it is, man. It's a return of the gangsters. And it's like, the whole album is not gangster oriented. But songs like, you know, Super Gangsta, songs like They Boogie, songs like my favorite on the song on the album is called What You Got to Do, and a song I got called Go Time. Those are all gangster-oriented songs. So, you know, I just really kind of wanted to bring back that West Coast flavor. That was it, pretty much that. Right. So, you know, it's not going to sound like everything that's out right now. It's ridiculous to try and sound like everything else. Why would you want to do that? That's not original. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, expect originality. I'll put it that way.
Cool, man. That's what's up. Because I remember, like, you know what I'm saying, coming up, especially like in the golden years of hip hop, music, whatever, everybody had their sound. Everybody was different.
Correct.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? And, like, you know who was who back then. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you knew who was who.
Man,
and
you took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly real. That's real.
But
I mean,
now,
everybody kind of flows into each other. You know what I mean? It's like people were asking, well, you know, who's on the album? I'm on the album. It's my damn album. You know, I don't want. I mean, seriously. I mean, it's there's certainly nothing wrong with having features. Nothing at all. But I wanted my features to be people who weren't being heard. That's why Chill, you hear him on there. You hear my brother on there. You hear people like my boy, Bitch, the Boy on there. People who aren't being heard right now. I mean, you know, you want people to be heard. Have your folks be heard. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense to me for everybody to keep going to get the exact same people to get on the album. It sounds like one long-ass compilation album. What's that about? You know,
right.
You can't even tell one
right.
album from the other. And everybody's doing the same style. You know, like you said, back then, you heard somebody, you knew that was that person. Okay,
right.
This is this person,
right.
That's that person. You don't have to guess, who is that? So, you know, I got tired of that, man. You know, just I wasn't built that way, and I didn't conform to that. I don't conform. I don't do that. I'm not a follower. I lead. So, you know what I mean? And people ain't even got to follow. But I'm not going your direction. I'm going mine. And so it's just a thing about, I mean, I was taught to be original. I mean, when I first got into it, Chuck D had to be one of my favorite voices in the game. And
right.
Ren used to have to choke me to get me to stop sounding like, I was trying to sound like him. And Ren was like, no, you know, we don't need you to sound like Chuck D. Chuck D already sounds like Chuck D. You know, he was absolutely correct. I mean, you know, I hear all these people, and maybe you haven't, but I hear a lot of folks that people don't necessarily get to hear who try to sound like Pac. Well, I think it's interesting that you sound like Pac, dude, but, you know, if you expect to succeed on that, you can hang it up. Pac is solidifying. That's who he is. You're going to always have to deal with the thing of sounding like that person. Why would you want to do that? So, you know.
Damn.
That's just my philosophy, I guess.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I mean, because, like, me and my hip-hop squad, you know what I'm saying, we all be talking about how the MCs now, you know what I'm saying, the rappers. I mean, like, so it's some cool stuff out there, but I just can't tell who's who, honestly. Like, even the R&B music, I don't know who's who, but thankful that I grew up in the era where you had to be original, and if you wasn't original, you was biting, you know what I'm saying? So,
period. That's just real. Yeah. And I mean,
the game has changed, man, because we were like, such and such talent, blah, blah, blah.
Nigga, that's not a good thing. You know, I mean, like you said, I mean, it's, you was biting if that was the case, and I mean,
right. A lot of stuff got kicked off because of that, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you know, it's like, and you wouldn't, yeah. and the thing I liked about it back then, the DJs were really into the genre, so they felt the same way about it. If you came in and sounded like somebody else, you got booed. That wasn't going down. You can't sound like that person. No. That person's already doing that. So, you know, come back when you sound like you. And they're not doing that now. Now they're just like, you know, taking money to pay boo-boo. They're just playing boo-boo. I mean, and I don't mean everything. Everything is not boo-boo. But a lot that I hear really is. I will not say names because I don't want to piss nobody off in particular. Not that I give a shit. But, I mean, if you whack, you whack. You know what I mean? And there's the people who I like who certainly sound like themselves. Kendrick Lamar sounds like himself. J-Rock sounds like himself. You know what I mean? And so, you know, they're not trying to sound like somebody else. They are original. Do that.
Right.
Don't do the other thing. You know, it's kind of cut and dry. You know what I mean? Why would you want to be like everybody else? What stand out about that? What makes you stand out about nothing? Nothing. So, you know, that's just, like I say, man, I guess that's an old way of thinking. Well, so be it. That's what I think. That's my way of thinking, too. But shit, I'm old, so hey.
Straight up, man. That's what it is. But it's the truth, though. You know what I'm saying? So, though, that's listening. You got to respect it. You know what I mean? So, we just grooving, man. So, when can we expect the album to come out? When can we expect?
You had to ask that, dude.
Yeah, I had to.
I told somebody, someone tried to climb in there, they said, man, don't let Detox beat your shit out. And I was like, right, but I'm not going. The reason I put out the three singles was because I wanted people to know that, you know, the fact that I had mentioned that I was going to put another album out wasn't just rhetoric. The fact that I meant it, you know what I mean? So I put those songs out to actually kind of usher it in. So it won't be very long. I don't have an actual date, but that's why I put the logo of the company up, Tilted Rim Entertainment Group, to let them and say 2015, because it's, I will say it's soon. I don't have an actual date, and it isn't necessarily an album thing so much as a distribution thing. I'm not altogether, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm confident with a lot of the digital distribution, or the distributors that a lot of the companies like, and I don't mean anyone in particular, but, you know, CD Baby and blah, 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 and those companies like that. You know, it's a, when you say the game is changed, it really has. You know what I mean? You got all these different people coming in, making money just for, you know, having your stuff sitting on their sites. Personally speaking, I'm thinking about just having it sold from my site alone and not having to worry about iTunes and all that kind of thing, because people have gotten so saturated with the word iTunes and Google Play and all these different things. They think that, not everyone, but a lot of people think, you know, the first thing they ask you is it on iTunes? Does it have to be? It doesn't matter where you go to download. You know what I mean? So, and for me, yeah, I understand that iTunes is big, but that's the problem. They're so big, they're getting into a state where they're doing like the majors do. They're controlling people's shit. I don't like people to control my shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want it to go from me to the people. And so that's what the delay is. I'm trying to find out exactly how we're going to do this particular album. And I put the singles out to test to see how that was working out. And I'm not particularly pleased with the way it works. I am glad that people have access to it. But, you know, so it's a business thing. It's not like I'm delaying on purpose. Trust me, I'm tired of this damn album. I want it to go out so I can get the hell away from me. I'm tired of it. So, you know, but yeah, it'll be soon.
Cool. Yeah, I'll be on the lookout, you know what I'm saying, and support them. It's going to be original music. It's going to be funky, so straight west. You know what I'm saying? You got everything that you want. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all go get it when it drop out. Support them. You know, when it down. So y'all got to, you know what I'm saying? Just hold them down, you know what I'm saying, to keep it pushing.
Please do.
You know what I'm saying? So that's where it's at, though, man. So, like, before we get up out of here, like, anything you want to put out there before I bang your body is hot? I want to end that track last, but, like, anything else you want to put out there, man, for the folks that don't know or, you know what I'm saying, what they need to get up on?
Well, I can just tell them to stay tuned to this, you know, to this channel, baby, because we're going to drop the nice one sooner than later. And I also want to say this to a lot of people, certainly the people on Twitter, a lot of people on Facebook and IG. I have gotten an incredible amount of support from fans that I didn't even know had. So, you know, it's to come back into it, you know, this late in the game and still have people who are willing to support and actually like the music, I'm extremely grateful, you know what I mean? And I really wish that I could just tell each and every one of them that individually, but it's getting, I'm sure I would miss someone. So I'll simply say to everyone, thank you immensely, seriously. And I will certainly try not to disappoint with this album. I don't know who will like it or who won't like it, but shit, I like it, and hopefully you will too. So, you know. And thank you very much for having me on the show, man. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for coming, man. You know what I'm saying? And just thankful, man, to finally have you on, grew up listening to you, you know what I'm saying, and checking you out. And always respect it, man. Every time you put out something, man, cats listen, like, how he going to come next, you know what I'm saying? So I just really appreciate it, man, for coming through. We got you over here, you know what I'm saying? Just can't wait till you put out the vids and this and that. And hopefully the tour follow through. I'll come through and show support as well, man. And we're just looking out for it, man.
Thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it. Indeed, I do.
So enough. Hey, we finna bang. Your body is hot. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, they respect it. So,
I wrote that specifically for the ladies.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's going to get the cracking. We're going to be spinning the show all throughout the day tonight so y'all can check it out. You know what I'm saying? So, the replay is going to happen as soon as the show is done. We're going to get it cracking, man. So, peace and love. Shout out. God bless, man. We out, man. Here you go.
Good looking.
So.
All righty, then. Your body is hot. Your body is hot. Your body is hot. Watch. alive, hell time, but I'm signing check. Tell me what the heck did I do? When I see this girl trying to step against who? All on my chest with the dress exposed. White standing down here, no clothes. Keep it all true, tell you what I do. Fly me the numbers, I'ma look at what you boo. But as for the sex, you gon' have to call. Until I know for sure that don't nothing crawl, I just draw.
Girl, I like your body, you know your body.
Behind the counter, she was off
my word.
Peanut butter flavor, triple thin. How can I be slick enough to get with chick? Told my girl to go and try something on. Why can I pay for it? She was drunk. Baby got to talking, I was all in her mouth. Said she was from a little town down south. Her body was hot like white off the thriller. Told me she was looking for a late night thriller. Well, get with her, the lady was killer. Take her home, nibble on your mink chinchilla. Instinct kicked in, hold up low. Watch for the hokey doke, see who smoke. Cause you don't really know what she left town for.
She could've been a good girl.
Yeah, she could've been a town hall girl.